Hello, it is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up all within the next 10 minutes, we're about to get into Joe's Need to Know News. And then right after that, song of the day. I ran into a lot of people at the event we did last night, Porkchop, and I don't know if they said anything to you, but like, oh my gosh, I love song of the day. Even though Porkchop always panders to the listeners. Okay, they didn't say that part, but they really do like song of the day. So
he's the biggest panderer.
For sure.
On the show.
To be fair, I need to win, so today might be my biggest pandering yet.
Ooh, but he does what he has to do.
I do what I need to do, guys.
That's his motto in life.
I just pick good songs, that's all.
If you're behind the scenes right
everything
now.
Everything sounds douchier with these sunglasses.
He's
on.
Wearing these sunglasses. You need to see them. They're on our Instagram story right now because that's why we're having a hard time. Just go check it out right now on our story. Just search and follow Joe and McKenzie. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Bed Bath & Beyond has stopped selling black jack-o'-lanterns after complaints that the decorations are a form of blackface.
What?
The backlash came after a law firm in New York placed the pumpkins on their front porch as part of a Halloween display. Some residents found the pumpkins harmless, but NAACP Regional Director Wilbur something said the decorations showed an extreme lack of sensitivity. Here's what a local resident, who for the story said she is a black woman, so if that makes a difference, thought about this whole pumpkin issue.
They are pumpkins, black pumpkins, idiots. That's all there is.
I agree. Blackface,
yes.
Not cool. A pumpkin being any color but orange, it's okay. It's a pumpkin.
I feel like by making this an issue, they're making this an issue.
I'm wrong. Maybe if you're somebody listening that's black, 833-563-2539. If you're the authority on like this is offensive or not, then let us know. But it's I don't know why. We have to get so everything doesn't have to be an issue, guys, does it? Does it? It's a pumpkin.
It
it's sweet.
Be.
It's cute. Put it on your porch.
Listen to that lady. She's got it right.
They are pumpkins, black pumpkins, idiots. That's all there is.
All right. This is insane. You need to see the video. We're going to put it up shortly at joanmckenzie.com. I was talking to you guys yesterday about this. A couple was pushing a stroller across a busy Phoenix street when a Jeep ran a red light, almost plowing into them. Instead, right at the last possible moment, the Jeep plows into a car. The police said a Chevy Cruze may have saved the lives of a couple pushing a stroller through a Phoenix crosswalk. The innocent driver will be okay that got T-boned. The red light runner was arrested for DUI, so they were drunk. McKenzie, they would have killed the family and the baby and everybody in the store. There's no way they would survive that. That car was speeding through a red light, and I hate to see somebody else get an accident, but it's like I feel like that was the right place, the right time for those people to be T-boned. Like when you see this video.
Of course. You know, I believe
like,
in
oh
intervention all the time and angels and all those things. But
just,
that just goes to show you never ever get in the car. You're like, oh, I'm just buzzed. I'm fine. No.
No, absolutely not. All right, Porkchop, what the heck's wrong with your home state of New Jersey?
What happened
Did
now?
Did you see this story? A New Jersey family claims a funeral home put the wrong body in a casket.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
the family said they were taken into a room for a private viewing and told the employee, hey, the person in the casket was not a family member they were supposed to be seeing. Could you imagine?
That's insane.
When the family said a mistake was made, an employee claimed, no, it's the right body. The following day, the correct body was in the casket. The family plans to sue the funeral home. I just laugh because after I'm dead, I don't care whatever happens to me. Like, I'm dead. That's just my physical body. So no big deal. But could you imagine, like, listen, somebody got to glow up after they're dead if they look that different. Like, were you that ugly in real life and they made you look so good with the embalming?
It is so hard because when they do that makeup, it's like sometimes orange and like they don't look like them.
Grandma looks like a really happy clown, yeah. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? According to a new survey, 90% of employees come to work sick. So that's 9 out of 10 of us. Researchers surveyed about 3,000 employees between 18 and 28, so younger end, in cities in the U.S., and they found that a third say they always go into work despite having cold or flu-like symptoms. More than half of those who come into the office sick say they do so because they have too much work to do, while others said they don't want to use up their sick time.
That's so weird. We don't have anyone on this show like that. Joe.
No, well, I gotta figure out.
Joe comes in sick, and then he gives everyone the flu, and then everyone else gets sick.
You're saying that because we made out and you got something.
No,
calm down, okay?
No, he gave Porkchop the flu.
We
one
made
time.
Out. We made out too.
He gave me the flu
we
one time.
We made out.
You guys all made out. I
get it.
Yeah,
it was a 3-way kiss. We had like 3 mimosas, and things got weird. No, I'm just telling you guys right now. Hopefully, our boss doesn't hear this. I have a crap ton of vacation days left to use, and if they won't approve them all, I'm not losing them, so I might be sick for a week straight.
Why don't you just take a vacation or a planned days off?
I'm going to start doing that. I'm bad at taking time off. Now I'm just like, screw it, whatever.
Yeah, well, I'd rather that than an impromptu sick day. No, but I feel like the other places have it right. Like other countries, they really work to live. Where a lot of times here, we live to work, and it's sad. We've got it messed up. At the end of your life, you're going to be like, why did I kill myself?
It hurts when you say
for
it,
what?
But it's true. Mackenzie, thank you so much. Everybody else as well.
You're welcome.
Is Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the Day is coming up next, and it's songs from people that are American Idol artists, and we're using that term very loosely. Let's just say if we heard them sing an American Idol, they could be coming up next.
Zendaya rocks!
Okay, now I know who Mackenzie went with. Hang on, Song of the Day is after Billie Eilish.